Wanted to turn to Colossians, the fourth chapter, Colossians 4 and verses 12 and 13. Use that by way of invitation this evening. These are the final greetings or salutations of the Apostle Paul as he's closing his letter to the church at Colossae. And so he mentions a number of individuals in this final list, among them a man by the name of Epaphras. Notice in verse 12, we're told Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you. And I think by that, it is intended not that he is a bondservant like you, but rather he is from the same area. So he is from Colossae as well. And he is a bondservant of Christ. So it isn't surprising that Epaphras would greet them and that Epaphras would have an interest in them as a congregation, as a group of God's people. But it says about him, it says he always labors fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. So looking at that, what is evident is that with Epaphras, that the Colossians were always in his prayers. But I like the language that is used there. He is one who is laboring fervently in his prayers on their behalf. We don't often, when we talk about prayer, categorize it as work, as laboring. But I like the language, and I think it's one that might give us a good message to consider this evening. And that is that labor or working is something that is indicative of effort. But also, when we talk about working diligently, you take as an example an individual who has a job, and he takes his job seriously, and he recognizes the responsibility of it. It's an individual who is constantly going to work. He doesn't miss. He doesn't call in with excuses. He goes to work. He works for the entirety of the time that is required of him. He is diligent to do his very best. And so those principles of work, as they are applied to the concept of prayer, are very, I think, beneficial and helpful. Now, Epaphras, he had a desire for the Colossians, and so he was very diligent to pray for them, that they might be who they should be in the sight of God. And those prayers were offered. No doubt they were daily offered. They were diligently offered. There was much effort that was put out in that regard. So when we talk about prayer, how many times have you said when someone says, please pray for this particular person, we're going to pray, and never gotten around to praying? Or perhaps not been diligent with regard to such prayer. It's important that we be diligent, that we labor fervently as we pray to God. And that necessitates us doing it often. It takes focus on our part. It takes practice. And it very well may take organization as well. I would like to encourage you, if you've not been in the practice of doing this or have not done it in the past, is to maintain some type of a prayer list. It doesn't have to be extensive necessarily, but it is beneficial if you know the responsibilities that you have, know who it is that you want to pray for, what circumstances you want to pray for, and can make note of that so that you don't forget. I think that's an aspect of diligence as well, and fervency in prayer. So I like Epaphras as an example to us as the way we should approach prayer. And I leave that idea and thought with you this evening. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to anyone who's here who has a need to respond, not knowing the hearts of any. It may be that there is one here who either has not obeyed the gospel or who has something that is amiss or some weakness, some discouragement that he wants to share with us. He wants us to pray for us. Whatever the need that you have may be, we're going to offer ourselves to you with the hope that you'll take advantage of that for encouragement or take advantage to obey the Lord this evening, that you might be found faithful and have that hope of heaven. If you have that need, whatever it is, that we can help you with, we will assist you as best we can. We ask that you come. While together we stand and sing.